Somebody to get up, which we're doing all over the world. See, they're getting up talking about Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost was poured out and speaking in other tongues as the Spirit given them. Now listen, now you can pull that before you get to that.
That's all.
Is that right?
Yeah.
See what I'm talking about? Then we want to, now I'm going to put it this way. There's a Pentecostal, the five baptized, and what's wrong with it?
Mm-hmm.
You see? There's nothing about this sensational truth about this here.
Right.
They don't know nothing about the functions and operations of things. That's how we got all of our
clubs.
What a name? Somebody get over and ask the apostles 2:4, see?
Yeah.
And 2:38, you understand? And you see what I'm talking about? When you get through with it, you see? Then they're all down, you understand? And don't know what you mean.
I wish
I had plenty of hands. Isn't that right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You
go back and investigate, as we told you here the other night. You read some of the books. Like the Mohammedan.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're right next to the Roman Catholics in numbers. The Roman Catholic, how many? 580 million. See? 580 million. Now the Mohammedans are right next to them. See? Now then, next to that, see, you've got to convince the Roman Catholic that he's wrong. You've got to convince one of them that he's wrong. And you can't read Acts 2:38 and convince him. Washing, no baptizing. See? Get that now? Well, what do you know about that? See? Well, when was that when that wasn't going on? You understand what I'm talking about?
And they just grab hold of literally anything and hold on to it. That's the whole doctrine upon them. They're not lost or preachers. Us preachers don't know nothing about the law. And you know what they'll say? Say, well, now we're not living under the law. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yes,
Dr. Brooks, we've had a wonderful experience, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
For 35 years, 36 years. Not living under the law. Now we're living under the dispensation of grace. Mm-hmm. The law came by Moses, the grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they'll say.
Mm-hmm.
And then after they get done saying that, even before they dismiss the service, they're indulging and participating in something that was done under the law. You start to tell them about it, and you know what they'll say, do you? Say, brother, I'm reading out of the New Testament, and he never had a faint glimmer that he don't even know what the New Testament is.
Right.
Never even had an imagination. Now that's the proposition that you're up against.
Mm-hmm.
Down here in this truth. People want to do something that you can taste. They say you want to get a hold of something you can taste.
Mm-hmm.
Something you can smell. Something you can see. You know, and then something you can look at. Now when you get away from that,
mm-hmm.
See? You're finished up. Yeah, you're finished up. That's right. Now, for example, here we are now, we'll say Acts 2:38. Repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, in your imagination, since Yahweh is gathering all things into heaven or into Yahshua the Messiah, listening, are you? In other words, he's foreordained and predestined all things to be gathered into him through Yahshua the Messiah. Listen, both which are in heaven and which are on earth. Now could you imagine?
Get your imagination to work. Of course, the word of God is thick and sharper, sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing spirit of the soul and the spirit, only the discernment of the thoughts and the intents of the mind. Casting down imagination and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
You didn't know I could quote like this, did you?
Now, here's what I'm getting at. I want you to see.
Mm-hmm.
See, now, you imagine an angel, a Michael.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
That flew out of them, so many of them out there, mm-hmm. until God had to tell him. Now, Mike, that's enough. Burn set. Now, you imagine
mm-hmm.
something like that.
David saw Mike up there in the threshold of Arno.
Mm-hmm.
There was a sword gone in the place. You understand? It's Gad.
Mm-hmm.
David, spear.
Mm-hmm.
Gad never wrote nothing either, Dr. Williams.
Mm-hmm.
You
see? Now, there he is up there. And when Arno saw it, and the vision, he went on in and hid himself.
And on in the barn and hid himself.
Isn't that right?
And Gad told David, you go up there where you saw Mike standing up there in the threshing hole. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid. But now, the point I'm trying to make is this. Now, you imagine something like that, being baptized in a puddle of water in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Acts 2:38.
You see what I'm talking about? Yeah, stupid, you know. You couldn't touch it with a red eye. You get it? Now, God is going to get all things happening through Yahshua the Messiah. You say Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
See? Everything that there is in heaven. Then here we are down here in a puddle of water. We're going to baptize all of them mighty angels, Michael and Gabriel. You understand what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
In order to, because he's projecting to go through it, now then you stand up here talking about Acts 2:38.
Mm-hmm.
Now that don't mean Acts 2:38 is wrong by any means.
That's right.
Acts 2:38 is right. 100% right. And that was an error. By the Holy Ghost through the mouth of the Apostle Peter. And it's infallible and it's accurate.
Okay.
No corrections, no modifications to it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Talk about no further what.
Right.
And two people. Very few people.
Could I just go ahead and say what I want to say?
Yeah.
Would it be all right? Will you get mad if I say what I want? I don't care if you do. Somebody said, well, I'm going to get mad and I ain't coming back down there no more. I go home and say, you won't be the first one.
That's right.
And more than likely, you won't be the last one. You see, and when you get up and go and stay, we'll still be preaching and teaching the same thing.
Right.
That's right. See? One of your troubles is you don't know where you are. You're in the judgment.
That's right.
Right. Now you're going to get up and leave that. And if you're not coming back. Somebody
said, well, now I don't believe
that. But you are. That's where you are right now.
Here you go.
Well,
I
thought
you have
to do that
for me. Mm-hmm. You get it? Now, just what's going on down here, you're going to face that even if you go home and don't come back.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's right.
See? And every goodbye is not gone, folks.
Mm-hmm.
So Suppose we read Hebrews 9:26 and 27. And then while we're talking about that, now listen up now. Listen to what I'm saying to you. Jesus said on Pentecost, and in Acts 2, he said, judgment must first begin at the house of God. You understand? Somebody thought that was a building down the road there somewhere. You understand? But that's the house.
That's
the house. God. And judgment got first again right in here.
Right.
You see? All right, now somebody is walking around talking about life after death. Life after death. Now here's the imagination. See, we're imagining that you're planted out there in the cemetery, and one of these days he's going to jump down out of the sky and dig up all them folks planted in the cemetery and make them live to them. That's what life after death is.
Yeah. That's right.
That's not the way it is.
Right.
Right. All right. You see, all that kind of thinking,
yeah, yeah.
A carnal mind has just shoved the people up into all these various different kinds of things.
Yeah,
you understand? Right. And got them all split and divided up into sects and cults and creeds.
Right.
And then on top of all that, somebody will jump up and say, John 4:24. God is a spirit, and seeketh such to worship him in spirit and in truth. Mm-hmm. Now, he's already said the thing.
Yes.
He read it out of the Bible.
Yes.
Ain't that right?
Yes.
You understand? There's nothing wrong with what you read out of the Bible. You understand? Mm-hmm. But what's wrong is what you make the Bible to mean to somebody.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's incorrect. Next thing that nobody is heard in the sacrifices and things like that, and the foot washing and dragging around in the water or something like that. If you understand, mm-hmm. You ain't sick of nobody to do that.
Right.
They was doing that before they come, Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Said, well, God is a spirit. Well, what do you imagine a spirit to be?
Mm-hmm.
Well, said, that's God. God is spirit. It just runs between one thing and everything. It's just rocking in the room. Nothing about spirit. It's born. Which in turn, you don't know about God. Then they come along and say that man is made or created in the likeness and image of God. Now, if you want to see God, look at the name. See? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like the man is missing. That's right. Look right at him and miss him. Don't tell me to get judged. They've done it by judge. That's right. Is that right?
Yeah.
Sure is. My Messiah said, when you see me,
yeah.
You understand? You see the Father.
Right.
You understand? Well, and if that's the case, then they haven't never seen him yet.
Yeah.
Because he said to Trump when he asked, he said, show us the Father, that it might satisfy us. Is that right? He said, when you see me, you see the Father. Well, if it's looking right at him, you didn't see the Father. And he said, Trump, I've been all this time with you. And you don't know me. You see what I'm talking about? Now, after death comes the death. Suppose, I told you what that was.
See, a carnal mind. See, there's no mystery in getting up preaching, teaching things like that.
No.
Yes.
You see what I mean?
Yes.
No mystery to it at all.
That's right.
See? Hey, if it's foot washing, all I got to do is get me a pan of water and start washing your feet. Now, there's no mystery to that.
Right?
Is that right?
Right.
13th chapter of St. John. You understand? When Messiah, after supper, isn't that right? Rose up and girded himself about the lawn with a towel and took a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet. You listen to what I'm telling you. And he said, look, you don't know what I'm doing now. Now you mean to tell me, stand up there and tell me you don't know what he's doing? And Peter said, you've seen him wash the rest of his feet.
Right.
And he said, you'll never wash my feet. Well, he evidently knew what he was doing, washing his feet. Yeah. He didn't know the meaning of it.
Okay.
He told me, I don't wash you. You don't have no part with me. We had a debate here not too long ago. See? And a man got that all messed up. And yet I messed it up. I'm going to tell you, and we got it recorded, too. Ain't that right?
Yeah.
Where Dr. Williams come from? He's real happy he learned the difference.
Ain't that right?
He went on to say, you understand, that they knew that the baptism of repentance was over. You understand? Then he went on and quoted Ephesians 4:4 and 5. You understand? See, I know what's in the book here. You understand? Paul said, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Is that right?
Right.
And he said, that's why. Well, if it's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, and that's water in this dispensation, then he denied the dispensation of the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Right.
Then what Paul was talking about. And then on to cap it off and show you how funny stupid we are, he was about the thing. Said all you have to do is just look over the next chapter.
Yeah.
See? And he said, now, here's why I got the foot washing all messed up.
Right.
Okay. Now, John, in his baptism, listen, now, Jesus took his disciples down and helped John baptize. I said he took his disciples down. He didn't baptize himself, but the disciples did.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You understand? Now, that's the book. Now, listen to what I'm telling you. Then here he turns up, knowing that Jesus never baptized nobody. Then turns up and says, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, and that's water. Now watch it. Watch it get caught right in the act. Ephesians. You understand? In the fifth chapter, all you have to do is look over in the other chapter. He said, husband, love your wife. Even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it by the washing of the water, by the word, that he might sanctify and cleanse it, that he might present it unto himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing. Now he just got through saying that Christ was baptized with water. Isn't that what he said? Now, him, what are we doing? Unconscious. See? He's showing baptismal regeneration.
Quite
a baptism. See? Nothing like that. See? Now, if you suppose you look. See, just as far as you look. Now, you got Paul talking there. You see, he didn't even know what Paul was talking about.
Right.
Now, that's the fifth chapter of this evening. Read the last two verses.
This is a great mystery.
He didn't know nothing about it.
That's a fact.
This is him still not living in this. This is a great, big mystery.
But
and flesh and force and stones and the stone together to a complete stop. Is that right?
Right. That almost like that? See, this is a great mystery. But I speak concerning what?
The Messiah and the assembly.
The Messiah and the assembly. You have it in your King James Version of Christ and the church.
Right. Mm-hmm.
See? Mm-hmm. Understand? Now let me show you what I'm talking about. And show you how I missed the boat. See, now Messiah had to come in here and fulfill all these time orders.
Right?
See, the first time I stood on this meats and drinks was diamond washing.
Yeah.
Million washing.
Yeah.
Now, if he's going to ever hope to fulfill that, when Moses brought him to the door of the tabernacle and washed their flesh and put on the linen garment.
Yeah. Isn't that right?
And put on the ephod before they could minister in the sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he's going to fulfill that, he's got to wash his disciples' feet.
That's right.
Okay.
See? That symbolized the washing of regeneration. And he was the Word of God himself. If the Word of God washes your feet, if the Word of God don't wash you, then you will never be clean.
Mm-hmm.
He told Peter, he said, now, what I do now, you don't know what I'm doing. Don't tell me he didn't know he wasn't washing feet. That wasn't what he meant.
Right.
But he said, you shall know there, know what? Know it's the washing of regeneration.
And the renewing of the Holy Spirit.
And it's not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but it's according to his mercy he saved us
by the washing of regeneration.
You're not marrying nothing.
That's all right now.
Well, I'm here. We just happened to know. You can't come down here and read that. How about when I got the Holy Ghost? I quit chewing tobacco. I quit smoking. I quit drinking. All of it. Well, listen. If you had some real good heart, then who told you to take it up in the first place? Now, what part of salvation is it you taking up smoking and chewing and drinking? Them people back there, they didn't smoke and they didn't chew.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You understand? We're just plain down that stupid.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
See?
There wasn't no whiskey gin back there in the garden to be.
That's right.
Wasn't no corn cob pipes back there. No
cigars
back there.
And
look,
there wasn't no women back there
running around
there.
All right. See, we just don't know what it's all about.
Right.
And we're so anxious to tell somebody something we don't know.
Right.
See? And yet he got in trouble. Got everybody in trouble.
Right,
right back there in the dust. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Then here come along some stupid, he said, well, listen. Did you know why we're breaking up all this ground out here and planting stuff and all that stuff? Have to work out there in these factories. You understand? Do you know why that was? If I had been back there by Adam, I would have never took that tree through that tree. Isn't that right? Yeah, they were going and boasting about that. Then God turned around and gave the children of Israel a law just like he gave Adam one back there. Broke every precept.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't just have to be back there.
That's right.
And mess up.
Right.
You see what I'm talking about? When Adam messed up back there, he got the whole works in trouble.
Wasn't nobody back there helping lose all the day. And there was nobody with.
You understand? That Messiah, when he comes, as Isaiah said, who is this that's coming from Eden with thy gums and bows on, standing in the greatness of his strength? Wherefore art thou red and thine apparel, and thy garment like unto one that treadeth the wine down? Moans!
I said, what you come in here for? He said, well, he said, there's something wrong with me. He said, well, what do you think's wrong with you? He said, I've got an overwhelming urge to shave and take a bath. Now, I knew there was something wrong.
Getting up here, said you got to get in the water and
that's
all.
Right.
To get Christ out, you went down in there, you understand?
Boy,
sent somebody out to do that. It's just wrong, that's all.
Now,
you're out, it's still wrong.
And he's helping you. Say, you know one thing? You ought to learn something about the youth back there.
Right.
You ought to learn something about fiddle, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that
right? Oh, I tell you.
Now, who sent you to the baptized guy to the great mission?
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah. It's called Matthew 28:19. Go and baptize them in the name of the Father, and in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. Right?
Right. Listen, folks, there have not a one of them Pentecostal people been baptized right.
Okay. That's right.
Not even
part of
what they said. And you couldn't hold him still long enough to tell him nothing. For him to tell you about when I got the Holy Ghost,
that's
he
right.
Knows something that the Spirit didn't know.
That's right.
And that delusion just gone all over the world.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right.
And now he got his finger on something in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
See, we're not in no disputation about what's in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
It's your understanding of it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's all right.
It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Philip meets Ethiopian eunuch on the way to engage him as he went on down. Is that right?
Right.
Well, where was the Ethiopian eunuch coming from?
Mm-hmm.
He was coming from up to Jerusalem.
That's right.
You understand? If all that Acts 2:38 was baptized up, why didn't he baptize him up there?
That's right.
Why wouldn't he run way off out there in the desert or something?
That's right. That's all right,
Bob. He'd been up there sending and serving.
That's right. That's what I said.
Stuff was all messed up. What's Stephen doing down there? Do you understand where he was at?
He was selected to serve tables up in Jerusalem.
Right.
He was appointed by the apostles. All seven of them, isn't that right? Mm-hmm. They were not with Yahshua the Messiah when he walked around over the Judean hill. They were not witnesses to the things that he did.
Mm-hmm.
And he told them, you understand, the apostles I'm talking about, that they were the witnesses, not the demons.
That's what it says.
And when he said, go in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, baptize me, there wasn't no deacons.
Right.
And let me tell you this. They were under another dispensation.
Right. All right.
You understand?
Yeah.
You see, now you've just got the thing all twisted up, Bishop, you see, and just ran inside and spitting and sweating and tearing on, you understand? And didn't nobody tell you nothing. Acts 2:30. Acts 2:4. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all together, one accord, one place. And suddenly they came from heaven. You understand?
We didn't have no trouble reading no Bible.
Get the point? The Messiah told them just before it ended. Now you listen to me, Roger. He said, John, after he come out of the grave, he breathed on his disciples. Is that right?
Right.
But what did he do that for? You see? What did he do that for? Why did he breathe on his disciples? Why don't you stop and find out something about that? You see? And he said, now John truly baptized with water. Mm-hmm. You understand? Mm-hmm. But you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you go back to Jerusalem and stay right there. Don't leave. He didn't tell him to go back there and cast lots, see who's going to take Judas's place.
Right.
He told him to go back there and set it out until they received
right.
the Holy Spirit.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
They went back there and cast lots and chose Messiah. Ain't that right?
Yeah.
Ain't that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see what I'm talking about?
You got to know something about the purpose here.
Yeah.
You see, not about the reason, but about the purpose.
Then one biblical commentator had the nerve to say this, that the Ethiopian eunuch, if he was a black man, he was the first Gentile.
Huh.
Yeah, I got it in the Bible at the house. That he was the first Gentile that moved into the church. Now you can bear. Now that's not so.
That's right.
No, it's not so.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I can hear his balls off. It just ain't so. Then got the nerve on top of all of that to turn right over there to the 15th chapter of Acts of Apostles. You understand? Well, let's come by the 10th. You understand? Peter and them went down to Cornelius' house.
Right.
Cornelius was a Roman centurion.
Right.
Isn't that right? The first Gentile. And while Peter spake down there, you understand? The Holy Spirit was poured out on him. Isn't that right?
Right?
And Peter commanded to be baptized. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the Messiah called his attention right back to the point where he said, John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Why don't you try reading the 11th chapter once in a while?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I might say to you, well, why did he pour the Holy Ghost out on him before he got baptized? He didn't pour the Holy Ghost out on these back here. You understand?
No.
Before they were baptized, he didn't pour the Holy Ghost out on them before they got baptized. They baptized John Baptist first.
Right.
That's right.
See? And some of the preachers said, well, that's one of them freaks we can't explain. No, I'll tell you what happened. See, God was grafting the Gentile in by faith. According to the way he made the promise to Abraham. That's what happened. The Gentiles who grafted in. They were not to be planted, Freddy. And they couldn't be grafted into the tree until she's grown up into fruition. Well, what about them Jews? A lot of them wouldn't accept him at all. When they went out there, John said to them, what did you come out here for? They like to see the wind blow the weeds around. I'll just give it to you so you can understand it next time you're in here. You understand? Them the Sanhedrin count, them the big shots. Understand it? Out there, you know, speculating around, you know. John said, what comes? They said, listen, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? What you come out here for, anyhow, Freddy, out there in the wilderness? Who sent for you? Get the boy? Come out here to see the wind blow the weeds dry. When they went out there, them that rejected, that's what I want to get you to see. Them that rejected John's baptism, or rejected as it is called, the Council of God. They wouldn't get baptized. You understand? The Sanhedrin Council, the big shot. They just were not baptized. Now listen. I just want to show you the picture so you can see it. Now here we are up here on the day of Pentecost. You see? Up there on the day of Pentecost. Now I'm talking about Acts 2:38. Before they got the Holy Spirit. Now look. Watch it now. On that same day, after the Holy Spirit was poured out on the apostles, then they began to preach. You understand? And on that same day, there was about 120 of them. You understand? And when therefore that day was gone, the Holy Spirit was poured out on how many?
3,000
in that one day.
Right.
Now I want you to see what I'm talking about, Freddy. See? I want you to understand what I'm talking about. Then Peter, when that Peter and his preaching, you understand, he showed them the thing that caused them desire, you understand?
Right.
It's because he told them that they had with their wicked hands crucified both Lord and Christ. You understand? And they said, what shall we do then? And he said, repent, every one of you, and be immersed or baptized in the name. He never said the water, William. He said the name.
That's right. That's all right, now.
You just stepped up like you're reading water in it. Now here's what I'm talking about, William. I want you to see what I'm talking about. Them that rejected John's baptism, it was too late for them to get baptized in the water into his death.
Yeah.
It was too late for them to get baptized in the water into his death.